Blog Talk Radio.
From the Bank of America, the 8th Street branch.
Yeah. They're doing a wonderful job with us, too. Matter of fact, they're going to come in and do some seminars and help people, show people how to spend their money, how to invest their
work
money.
Work their finances. That's right. That's a good thing. Well, that's going to be great.
And so they're going to have, we're going to have, matter of fact, right here, we're going to have a couple of seminars right here at 2026 Merlin Avenue.
So, Mark, we got one coming up next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. you know, all you people that have money or don't have money or don't have sense enough with the money that you have or want to find out how to invest what you have, if you can get some, because I was starting to be there. They might be giving away some, and that's certainly where I need to be.
I don't think they're going to show you how to invest it, how to get some money.
Okay, so we're going to get some information out later on.
That's the Bank of America down there at A Street Branch. Go down there and holler at those folks. And, of course, the Days Inn, who has been with us all along.
Yeah, good.
That's over there at 2700 New York Avenue. And, man, they've been supporting us all along, Jake.
Find a place you can sleep with no chance, no bed.
Oh, man, that's a nice thing. I think I got to get the rates from over there, too. Shoot, I might have to go over there for the night.
Yeah, good people.
All right, then. Well, we'll find out more about what's going on over at the Days Inn. But if you're over in that area and need a place to stay, start to check them
out. Right there on New York Avenue. Matter of fact, you can tell them that we sent you.
Yeah.
And you might get a discount.
Yeah. Well, we got the Salvation Army, too. The ARC, over the ARC over there at Blaysburg Road in Blaysburg, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
I should say. They are coming up with something. They got a bunch of events coming up in January, Jake. They're going to do some things also.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna bring people out, and we're gonna have people come out and go over to the Salvation Army, and they're gonna have a lot of events going on coming up starting in January.
Good. Well,
so we're glad to have them on board.
All you listeners, you know. Well, that's the Bank of America stuff.
Yeah. This is the 30th. Got to be the 30th. Yeah. Bank of America, they're going to be doing us. Oh, they got a financial literacy forum coming up right here. It's going to be right up here, right?
2026
Maryland Avenue. Y'all got to come on out and support that at 2 p.m. 2 o'clock on the 30th, Saturday, December the 30th, 2 o'clock p.m. Financial literacy program.
Well, that's what I need to be. Like yeah, that. I sure need to be there because I'm cleaning the Safeway chicken right now. Ain't got one dime, you know. As a matter of fact, man, look, I'll be there. So all you people out there, help us support these people that support us. You know what I'm saying? If you can't, you know, donate a dollar, donate some time. Just come in and just sit down and listen to the people and try to participate because something you might hear could help you in some manner. I, if it's about money, I know it's going to help me.
Well, that's what this is all about. It's about helping the community, helping folks. So that's what we're trying to do here. We also got, we're getting support from the Chateau Remix. We had Olivia on last Monday who brought us up to what the things that they are doing over there at the Chateau Remix. And that's a wonderful program. They're going to have something big coming up where they're going to be, they just, if you go past there, you'll see that they painted the murals on the front of the place. They're going to have a grand opening of those murals. And them guys, somebody went in there some serious painting.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man, you got to see it. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful artwork. But anyway, she also told us about all the different programs that they're bringing to the Chateau Remix. And we're going to be trying to interact with them and doing some things as well. So we thank Olivia for last week, and of course we also thank the Chateau Remix period for being one of our supporters. They located over there.
What is happening is I have to tip my hat to for that stuff they do on Thursday with the
Tuesday. Disadvantaged folks.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
man, that's a real program they got.
The only place in the district I think that do that for.
Yeah, they bring them out in busloads. Almost all of the places, the rehabilitation places where they have the disadvantaged folks, they look forward to that Tuesday at the Chateau. They go in, they give them a little meal, they give them, you know, there's no alcohol.
That's good.
Give them sodas and some juice and, you know, eating and let them listen to some music and they dance and they just have themselves a
that's
ball.
That's good. I mean, man, that's the only place in D.C. that I know of that do that. I tip my hat to.
Olivia and Tawana went up in there, one of the things, that was one of the things that I'm so happy to see that they kept going from the old chateau with that particular program, because that was very important to a lot of folks in their disadvantaged rehabilitation programs.
Well, that's good. You know, it relieves a lot of stress. You know, every Wednesday I go dancing, you know, and I go in there with a little them sometime on Fridays, you know,
okay.
Because the doctor tells me that I need to increase my exercise ratio. And so, for all y'all that see me dancing on TV every now and then, that's what I be doing. I love dancing and I love to exercise. So, you know, if y'all can get a chance, get on out there to the Chateau on Friday or Saturday. And do something. Because, like I said, on Tuesday, they have those disadvantaged people out there, and they do a wonderful job with giving something back from the public to the public.
A lot of folks don't know is they've been around. Those two young ladies over there made it. They've been around a little over a year now, so they're doing something right over there at the Chateau Remix. So get your dancing shoes on and go on over there and see Olivia. Tell her that we sent you.
Yeah.
Goodbye. We also got Father John, what's that, Hensler, gentleman over there, the Catholic Charities of Washington, D.C.
Mm.
They're supporting what we're doing here, and we're going to certainly be interacting with them and doing some things.
Yeah, I understand they're going to do something for some Christmas stuff for some children and needy families, you know, right here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, at 2026 Mountain Avenue. So y'all need to get in contact with us over here, because Prophet Darrell Lewis, he's the district elder for the International Bible Way Church Worldwide. He's doing a wonderful job out there, and he's going to do better, because next year they're talking about elevating him to a bishop. And so, you know, he's going to do a lot. Y'all should support him. He's on the air himself every Sunday.
About
10 o'clock.
Okay.
Right here on the same station.
Actually, at 9.
Oh, 9? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got Mr. G, auto sales.
Yeah. He's going to be in a minute. He's going to be.
Okay, he's
going to
stop by this evening and holler and give us a.
Matter of fact, he just put down to his car.
No update.
A few minutes ago, yeah.
All right, well, he's selling cars over there, and he's certainly, you can drive away. I guarantee you go over and see him, tell him we sent you. You'll drive away in one of them beautiful cars he'd be riding around town in.
Yeah, he's gonna be a good guy. I had his car. He sell cars, good used cars, and he's a very good gentleman to deal with. He was on the show last week, but I thought he just stepped out. I saw him a few moments ago, and he said he was gonna go get some information from a young lady expertise is domestic violence. So we need to get in contact with that person. So hopefully Mr. G will stop back by, and we can tell the people about where to get some calls, and we can find out what this person that he has that's interested in domestic violence that has a lot of good information for us.
Okay. Well, right now I just want to say good evening, everyone, and we want to welcome you to our weekly talk show program over here at the Fellowship Church. We're over here in the Carver Langston community.
Yeah, the Patsy Hartsfield Center.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What is it called? The
Patsy Hartsfield Center.
Hartsfield Center, right. Right here at the corner of 21st and Maryland Avenue, 2026 Maryland Avenue. And we're broadcasting live, and you can come by any Monday and stick with us if you like. You're certainly welcome to call in, and the number to call in on is 646-668-2799. Call us, and with any comments or questions or anything you might want to speak on.
Just say hello. We appreciate the support.
Yeah, just say hello. We'll be glad to hear from you. Of course, our main goal here is to talk about the violence and the domestic violence. So, again, we got that big summit coming up on Thursday, December 28th, starting at 11 a.m. And they got a little fundraiser going here with these, what are they going to be selling them? Good old boneless wings?
Buffalo
chicken wings.
Okay.
65 cents each. Okay, all day long. You're going to be able to buy them.
Right there.
It's going to be right here at, they're doing that over there on Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Oh, it's out there in Bowie. Where is this? Okay.
Yeah,
Buffalo Wild Wing place, huh?
I got a brother out there in Bowie.
Yeah, that's what I was about that near where I work, so that'd be good. I run up there and get a couple of wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, located at 10601 Martin Luther King Highway. That's out there in Bowie. 65 cents all day today, starting at 11 a.m. till they close.
Well, that's on the 28th. Also.
That's on the 28th. As part of the Domestic Violence Summit that's going to be taking place. The Domestic Violence Summit itself
will be that evening.
It's going to be taking place starting at 7 p.m. right here at the Family Community Fellowship Church, located at 2026 Maryland Avenue. We're on the third floor.
Yeah, if you look on the side of the building in the front, I'm sorry, you see Patrick Hartfield.
Mm-hmm. Now, in light of this week, we want to say Merry Christmas to everyone in advance. Jake, I don't think we need to be here next week. What do you think? It's Christmas.
Yeah, well we're going to take a vacation.
We're going to let everybody enjoy their families and their friends and just eat until you can't eat anymore.
You know you don't want to hear my mouth on
Christmas. Please enjoy them kids and their toys. So we want to, in advance, we want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. And I hope you guys are ready. And certainly, Jake, are you ready for Christmas?
No comment.
All right.
Because I don't have a thin dime. And
well, they don't need to know all that. They need to
know that I'm clean. Because they might want to give me a Christmas gift.
Yeah, right.
You know, because you know, we accept donations. We accept donations no matter how big or how small. Matter of fact, we had some missing appointments today.
The donation is for the program.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's for the program. That's for to keep the program on that, hey, for you.
Well, it got to keep me on there.
Nah. They'll keep the program going. Anyway, we do take donations, and we certainly are taking sponsorships, and you can get on this growing list, you know.
Marvin, you're a very good advocate of information. Tell us what's going on. Listen, y'all, to Marcus. This is Marcus Garland, one of our producers. And
well, before you do that, let me give out this number here, because first of all, the call in on, you want to call us on 646-668-2799, and if you can't get us, the backup number, of course, and the number to call with those donations. That's important.
Yeah, you better.
Want to give that number. That number is 202-525-1416. We certainly want you to call that number, especially if you were trying to donate. But we do have Marcus Godley here, who's the gentleman that's responsible for pulling off the Domestic Violence Summit that's coming up on the 28th of December. So, Marcus, you want to bring us up to date on what's happening with that?
Okay. Real quickly. First, let me, foremost, I want to thank you guys immensely for your professionalism, the manner in which you care about the community, and have been willing to come in here on a weekly basis as we have gotten this vehicle up and running with no financial consideration. As the executive director of Carver Terrace Family Community Fellowship, and on behalf of the entire organization and our great leader, District Elder Prophet Darrell Lewis, I'd like to extend to both of you gentlemen a heartfelt, heart-warm thank you
for what you do. We appreciate you
for
guys.
The community.
We appreciate you for letting us come up here on Mondays and actually use this space, because we feel like the program that we're trying to put together here, something to benefit folks in the community. And that's what we're trying to do, especially with programs like you put together.
Right.
I mean, this is what this is
all
about.
Giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. Giving back to the community.
And it's very, very important, because we need to keep the lights on. We need to be able to ensure, because we have a robust list of programs over the first 3 months of 2018 that we plan on rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can mark on your calendar every single solitary day there will be a show coming out of Family Community Fellowship.
I hope we're doing something with, right, this, with this bullying stuff.
Well, we are. We are. All that stuff is in our program downline. We're going to be attacking every area of concern for the community. But a quick shout out of what we know we have coming out over the next few weeks. We know we have the event, the Domestic Violence Summit, which is partnered with Coalition Against Domestic Violence of the District of Columbia. They're going to come out and work on educating us as a community so that we can go about our daily interaction with one another in a healthier fashion. So that we're raising children that are healthier as a result of what their parents are learning and them as well. So we encourage you not only to bring yourself, but to bring your children. Because there will be a segment that they will be doing that's specifically geared to speak to your point, Jake, that's geared specifically for bullying, sexual violence of any nature, dating violence. It comes in a whole tree of areas in that area of domestic violence that we plan on touching on that particular event. But again, that's December the 28th at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here, 2026 Maryland Avenue on the third floor meeting hall. We will be airing live and streaming live via YouTube. So check in. If you can't get here, check in by way of one of those media streams and hear what we're presenting to the community.
The thing is, Marcus, is that we're not just limited to this area. This is
No. Okay. Yeah, this is worldwide. Growing up 5 minutes from here, you know that this is near and dear to my heart, the local community, but. This is broadcast around the entire globe.
Okay.
All you need is an internet connection, and you can hear us anywhere on this planet. So make sure you check in and see what we have cooking up here. We're going to be bringing in our D.C. government leaders in great succession, one behind the other, in January. So that they can answer questions to their constituency, they can speak about areas that they see that need improvement and or areas that have been addressed by some type of program that the mayor or the council is rolling out for the city. So please check in. We're trying to be very proactive in those areas, and we plan to be. Just following the event on the 28th, we're going to be hosting another domestic violence event. This time it's going to be, as you mentioned a moment ago, at Salvation Army, ARC, which is the Adult Rehabilitation Center for Men. We're going to go over there. We're going to address our men because there's always this noma in the community that domestic violence is a female issue. And that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Oh, no doubt, We need to,
And you know, but there's not a lot of information targeting the men. Do we have a call? You got a call coming in?
We got a caller here.
Okay, let me shut up and let you talk to the caller.
Well, let's just see. Caller, hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Caller. Yes.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, I barely. Who am I speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we have you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, well, you have the floor. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Vaughn.
Vaughn? Is that Vaughn Baker?
Your nephew.
Okay. Oh, from California. Glad to hear from you, man. Glad to hear from you. How's everything out there in California?
Well, it's quite different in D.C., that's for sure.
Well,
But you got domestic violence out there. I bet that.
Yeah, we do. We have quite a bit out here.
Okay, so we certainly expect to hear from you on the 28th. Call us back and enlighten us. We'll call in at the summit that we're going to be having on the 28th. Are you aware of that?
Well, I am now.
Okay.
And
tell me a little bit,
his brother.
Tell me a little bit.
Tell me a little bit about Rashawn Baker.
His brother?
He is my nephew, but his father, because he's Johnny Go Lucky. So he has a brother, but he's been trying to. Did you have any luck getting in contact with your brother over in Maryland?
No, I haven't.
With Rashawn Baker?
No, I haven't had no luck at all. None at all. None at all. None whatsoever.
He's a very busy man trying to run Prince George's County out there.
That's what everybody says.
He came in behind a tough guy, Jack Johnson.
Okay.
But I think all you need to do is get in contact with the elected officials over in Prince George's County. And I'm certain that somebody can direct you in getting in contact with him. Right. I know they can. But I think you have to call the Prince George's government.
Well, getting a number for Mr. Baker is not hard. Is that what you need?
Yeah, I need to talk to him personally. I don't need to talk to anybody else because I'm not getting through to him. He don't know I exist, but I found out he exists about 2 years ago.
Okay, well, look, we're certainly Jake got your number.
Yeah,
Jake got my number. Yeah.
Tomorrow I can do a little research. I can get hold of him for you, and I'll make sure that Jake gets
number,
and we'll get back in touch with you. So meanwhile, what's going on out in California?
Oh, them fines out there. I know.
Well, there's a lot going on in California, and I kind of want to know a little bit about your show. You know, I know Jake was talking about it's geared around domestic violence and that type of stuff. Is that correct?
The summit that we are having on the 28th of December, next Thursday.
Let Marcus give him a brief announcement.
Mr. Pope was doing a wonderful job, but the makeup of the show is a community activism show. We touch on all areas of community, but we are specifically because of the current climate, both in our schools and affecting our youth, as well as what's going on at home behind the closed doors. We're trying to pay a specific domestic violence ending the year and beginning 2018 to address what we hear on the radio, on the news. Every time you log in here lately, you're hearing about a top politician, you know, from the White House to the Capitol to the district building to the executive office in PG County, Montgomery County, doesn't matter. It's inundated all in our community, and what we're trying to do is just be a vehicle to address current community issues that and that doesn't seem to be having the level of community participation that's necessary to be a part of the solution and get out of the problem. So that's what our makeup is here. We are a solution-oriented organization, let alone radio broadcaster, where we're trying to find solutions to our issues and have them move past just being discussion points to points of activism, to points of solutions that will resolve what the issues are. So we touch on everything. It's not just in domestic. We just happen to be in a domestic violence time frame in terms of the organization, and we're trying to put all our efforts behind areas. And I say domestic violence because that is just the specific name of this particular event. But we address all areas of violence. So that's really basically what our makeup is here, how we can, as an organization, look for ways to resolve our social and human issues within our community and be a vehicle for either getting folks to the right location, to the right people, as Mr. Pope said to you a moment ago, and we will work the back channels with you to get you that contact information you know, to make sure that we can alleviate that issue for you and get that initial conversation take place, and then you guys can run with it based upon whatever your specific issues are. So that's basically the nature of our broadcast.
Did you get all of that? You shot you a lot of information there right quick.
Yeah, I pretty much have heard a lot of stuff that's going on. I kind of understand what's going on in the nation. I understand about all this this stuff going in the Capitol and Congress.
Right,
this pedophilia
right.
stuff is going on. I'm very much on top of that. I'm very much aware of that. I'm with a group already that's kind of been part of that and exposing, getting that information out about that. And they've been doing a good job so far, but I don't know if a lot of people is coming forth. And my feelings is the reason why they'll come forth because they don't think they're going to get some help because they've been disappointed
right.
for the time of trying to get some help and never got that help. So they go like, what's the use, you know? Why should I continue to move forward and get disappointed again, you know?
That's a good point you just made. Good point. Uh-huh. Well, hopefully they will come forward and get the help that they need. If they need our assistance, we're here to do whatever we can. And we're going to be doing this starting at 7 p.m. on the 28th, and we're going to go around the clock, Marcus?
Yes, that weekend we will have the phones on. Someone will be here to man a safe center throughout Thursday through Sunday.
And especially on that Saturday, is that when we're having, that's not until January thing with the Salvation Army, but they plan to do a round table about the men being abused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than just looking at it from, the male always doing the abusing.
Mm-hmm.
We have males out there that's being abused as well, so we certainly need to kick that in there. Yeah. So we certainly thank you for your call, and I will make sure that I can get Jake the number for Mr. Baker.
Okay.
He's not that hard to reach.
Okay.
But if I had known, I would have brought it with me today. I could have got it today, but Jake didn't say anything. So, I guess we didn't know you were going to call. But I will definitely do that for you. He will definitely be back in touch with you. And we certainly appreciate you taking time to listen to the program and calling in today.
Thank you very much, Connie. God bless you. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.
So we hope you certainly tune in on Thursday, okay?
I will. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir.
Yeah, Vaughn, thank you. And Thursday I'll have that number for you and I'll give it to you.
I'm going
to
have it for you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, gentlemen. We're back on. What you got there?
Okay, my last thing, and then I'm going to get out of you guys' way and let y'all do y'all's show. One of the things that we've been able to do here is to lock down a significant partnership with the Bank of America.
Mm.
We're going to be putting on a biweekly financial literacy series that will go throughout the year. It's a 24-episode series. It's every other week for 12 months. And it'll be a 60-minute session at 2 p.m. every Saturday, starting on Saturday the 30th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Even though we understand that that's a holiday weekend, we ask you to just take an hour out of your day in your preparation for the celebrations of the weekend and come and get the information you need, Mr. Pope, to start your 2018 off in a solid financial perspective.
Man, I'll be here because I need that.
Yeah, that this time next year,
so that's
going to
be right here
at
the Community Fellowship.
We're going to be right here.
Okay, family.
2026 Maryland Avenue, third floor meeting auditorium. We call it our sanctuary, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. with light refreshment served. So come on out and hear some information from one of our premier financial institutions and organizations.
Now, these folks are coming from the Bank of America?
Yes. This series will be put on by the Bank of America.
That's the kind of thing we are trying to do over here at the Fellowship
Community Hospital Center.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're trying to bring things to the community that would help folks have a better year in 2018 than you had in 2017. But we're really trying to bring you whatever programs we have that will enlighten you and bring you, you know,
better information.
Yeah.
Better support. Better community relations. Listen, we just need to get all the information we can. So, Marcus, never think that when you are on this show or when you come on this show, just keep your head and you're one of our producers. We love you, and we appreciate all the information that you garner to disseminate to the people. And at any given time, that I know Earl feels the same sentiment, that we're here. You can come in, and what if you need an hour, you have an hour. We have 90 minutes if necessary. And you have information that's going to promote the goodness of our association with the people and bring the people up and have them aware of current events and how we can support them and how we can direct them in a better way to have a better life. Man, you have my permission. I certainly know Earl feel the same way as my co-host to come in whenever.
Well, he gave us a really nice uplifting earlier, and we want to give that right back to him and tell him Marcus Godley is his name, and he's doing a wonderful job over here.
Better.
The Family Community Fellowship Church. I really appreciate all these great things that's coming about, and always happy to hear that when these type of things are going on in the community. So we thank you.
I appreciate it.
Like Jake said, you're certainly welcome to come in and speak at any time. All righty. But being a week before Christmas, we want to wish everyone again a good week going into the holidays. And hopefully, unfortunately, next week is Christmas on a Monday. We won't be here. We will be here the following Monday. But don't forget about the Domestic Violence Prevention Summit on Thursday the 28th. And again, we'll be here Saturday the 30th for the Financial Literacy Forum from Bank of America. Okay,
yeah,
Jake?
Yeah, and I just want to thank all of their, our supporters, and especially my family. Y'all make me feel real good and real proud. Vaughn, calling in from California, my nephew. I hadn't seen him in a little while. And I can imagine the anxiety that he feels in terms of trying to, after learning that Rashawn Baker was his brother.
And
not being able to get in contact with him. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, well, he's easy to get in contact with. I mean, all you did, if you had called me, and I just told you. I mean, he can get in touch with his office. And then
yeah.
From that, he just, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, you know how a lot of people are. It's either that as soon as they become successful, that people start coming out of the woodwork, claiming this and claiming that. But I know my nephew. I know he's not going to even get himself involved with him if he wasn't there, or if he wasn't sure that it was his brother. So, like I told him, every effort that I could do to assure that he gets in contact with I would. And I gave him I told him what was explained to me, because I don't live in Maryland, never did, and don't know how it goes. You understand what I'm saying? But the fact that you live there and you know how to get in contact with him, I'm certain that we can get enough information to give to him.
I'll get that. I'll call it and give it to you. You can call it.
Right.
All righty. Well,
how about the bills?
We got to pay some bills, so we want to give these sponsors shout out right quick. Now, if you want to make a donation, we need you to call us at 202-525-1416. If you just want to do a shout out, I'll say hello. Call us at 646-668-2799. We want to thank Mr. Vet Vaughn, for at least listening and calling in. And so we do know that they're out there listening. We've got over 2,500 callers.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we know
yeah,
you guys
yeah,
are out there. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call. We want to give a shout out to the Bank of America because they're going to be doing some great things.
Mm-hmm.
As Marcus already explained to us, we're going to be doing a financial literacy program every other week for the whole year of 2018. So that's, I know you can get out here at least once and find out what's going on with that and take some of that information and turn around. So that's being sponsored by the Bank of America H Street Branch, located at 8th and H Street Northeast. Okay? We got the Days Inn over there at 2700 New York Avenue Northeast. They was with us the last time, Jake, we were on the air. They sponsored us. So they are hanging in there with us. They've been really great. We got the Salvation Army over there. That's out there in Bladensburg, Maryland. And we're going to be doing a lot of great things with them as well. And come January, first Saturday in January, we're going to be doing an event right over there with the Salvation Army, where we're going to be speaking on domestic violence against men,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that, we look forward to that, too.
Yeah, that's the point that Mr. G was trying to make.
He was. He certainly was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
all right. Well, we got the Chateau Remix. And we're certainly going to be doing some things. That's right up the street from us. That's about not too far, about a mile up the street here, up Benning Road.
Benning Road. Mm-hmm.
And 3439 Benning Road Northeast, the Chateau Remix. That's under the auspices of Olivia and Tawana over there, who is doing a wonderful job. They've redecorated the place. They've even put some money back into it since they've opened it. So they, in the last year, they've done a lot with that place. And we certainly wish them luck, and they continue luck.
I know they put the money back in, because I know before they got it, I know the roof was leaking inside. we covered where you said that in there for a minute.
Yeah, they've done a lot of great things over there, and they're having some good programs going on over there. So if you just want to get your dance on, every Friday night they got it going on. They just had a Motown show last Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Where they had Lil Billy and Melvin and Peaches over there playing last Saturday, man. And they tell me that they really got their dance on over there. So that's a great thing. They're doing some good things over there, okay? Well, go over there and give them, see what they're doing over there. And let us know. Father John Ensler, Catholic Charities of Washington, D.C., can't wait to see what they're going to help us with, but they are sponsoring the program as well. And then, of course, we got Mr. G selling cars. If you need an automobile, you need to drive right now.
Good quality. Mm-hmm. Good quality automobile, too.
Give him a call. And
good prices. That's what I'm talking about. He got some good prices.
Yeah, I might need to see him. But come this coming next night, a week from Thursday, the 28th of December, we got the Domestic Violence Preventive Summit. But on that same day, in conjunction with what we're doing, they're going to be have Buffalo Wild Wings. They're going to be have wings at the price of 65 cents all day long. And if you present your ticket, you can pick up a ticket here at at the Community Fellowship Church. 2026 Maryland Avenue. You can stop by and pick up a couple of these tickets in there and meet you in. And so that's going to be on the day of the event.
Yeah, that's on the day.
And they're doing it in conjunction. Well, but they're going to start at 11, but they're going to go all the way till they close.
Mm-hmm.
So
you fill up all that and come over here and get some of this good information.
So all the wings they sell, they're going to donate 15% of all the pre-tax food sales from that guest. From any guest that presents this the fundraising ticket, and they're going to give that to the Family Community Fellowship Church,
yeah, that's
the dream team.
Mm-hmm.
So we certainly look forward to that. And again, they are located at 10601. That's 10601. Martin Luther King Jr. Highway, and that's out there in Bowie, Maryland. It may be worth the drive to get some of those good wings, because I know that I've had them. I know that they're very, very good.
People love those wings. I go, cookout I go to. They got wings. I tell my man, all I eat is fish. Y'all got no fish on them? No, Jake, you got to fly. Eat one of these wings.
Well, Jake, we're coming down to the wire for the year 2017. And what do you got planned for the new year? Anything?
Well, we got some events coming up. I think Marcus highlighted quite a few of them, and obviously I will certainly be involved with it as a member of the Dream Team. But I just want to encourage the listening audience, and especially general audience in the general area of Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, if you could get here, and try to attend some of these events. One of the reasons why I stress so emphatically that you participate, because what we're doing is giving something back to the community. I all my life I've been wanting to be something. But I know in order to be something, you have to do something. You understand what I'm saying? Can't be nothing just sitting there. And if you look at your immediate area, where you live at, our neighborhood, you say the mayor is going around Ward 6 somewhere at a mall or something, chasing rats.
They're fighting them rats, man.
They're going to the water, but they should be going to the water, because all them rats come, basically come from the water. You have rats everywhere. They're survivors. They're just like us. They're going to survive. But, when you look at the ward, look at your own neighborhood. Look at what you can do for your neighborhood. And this is what we do. I know violence is in every neighborhood. And a lot of cases, it's in people's houses. Oh. And this is what we're trying to get out. And the bullying thing. I just had a guy was telling me this evening that his stepdaughter left out Friday night and just came back home this evening. Didn't go to school, no school, no nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And 12, 13 years old. So this is the type of stuff that we were advocating against. We need you parents to step up and be parents. And you can't be a friend all the time to your children. You were born to be a nation. That's why we call this show A Nation Imprisoned. Because if you're going to lock up your children, you're locking up a nation. Mm-hmm. If you don't discipline your child, mm-hmm. you're locking that child up. Because when another year or so, he's going to have some real problems. Real problems out of that child. And so all you people out there, that if you have a child that's going astray, look, get into that child's business. Get into that child's business. If you have a spouse or friend that's whipping on you or your children, get into that business. If you know something, you can say something. If you see something, you can say something. If you don't want to call the police, call me. 646-668-2799. Jake will try to get it straightened out, because that's something that we need to do. If we don't begin to police ourselves, the police won't have nothing to do. Because you think they were ready to worry about what do we do, how we raise our kids. They want our children to go astray. They want them to wind up in jail. You notice in the last 10, 15 years, you don't hear no more about that jail overcrowded and all that type of stuff. You want the reason why? Because they already filled up. Mm. Yeah, but they have you. And the older you are, they have to hurry up and get you out of there. Because we can do nothing in there. The old men can't do nothing in there. But then young ones got strong backs, and they give them from now on, and so they're gonna be there for a while, and they're gonna carry the load. So I'm telling you, people, if you have a situation with somebody in jail, we're trying to do something about that too, because I know how difficult it is for these families to get transportation to wherever. You know, if you get locked up in D.C. and you get a felony, they lock you up. You got to go somewhere else.
Well,
they're closed on.
Well, you know, they can always call the church here for the parenting program we got over here, the counseling with Pastor Darrell Lewis.
We're good.
And all they got to do is call that number, 202-525-1416, and he can certainly help, you know, try to help set them straight.
Not only that, and every morning, I think from 6 to 7 or from 7 to 8 or something, they have the NA and AA meetings here. So if you have a problem with drinking and drugging, yeah, and especially drugs, because we got a partnership with Catholic Charities, and one of the drug counselors frequent our office daily. You understand what I'm saying? And so we can always give them somebody to speak with in that regard. And of course, you know, I'm the drug counselor. I worked at KAG. And up in the Webster House, and I also work with the youngsters up on New York Avenue and C. Social's house. So I mean, if you just need counseling and some sort, and I work with the Pizza Hall. All of you, most of you, a lot of you are aware of the Pizza Hall. I'm still associated with the Lions for Concerned Men. Matter of fact, we associate with a problem now. Had the occasion to speak with Tyrone a couple of days ago. And so a lot of things are happening with that in regards to us having tried to maintain a good relationship with the fathers incarcerated that have children in the schools that you know, they need that father guidance. But again, transportation, getting there is a problem. So what we're trying to do is trying to get a Skype visiting program going on. So we are looking to ways to again uplift our community.
Well,
everything that does go. I appreciate the mayor chasing rats, but she need to look at some of us too.
They need to chase some rats too, but there's some monsters out there around this city. Anyway, but don't forget, you can always call the church and for our counseling, the parenting counseling program, and talk to Pastor Darrell Lewis. By the way, Pastor Darrell Lewis also had that Sunday morning program right here on Blog Talk Radio and starting at 9 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning to get you uplifted and going. I'm telling you, if you ever hear this man pastoring, yeah, I'm telling you, you're tuning in every Sunday morning. So he's one of our sponsors as well.
Mm-hmm.
We think about it. But, yeah, certainly tune in to him on Sunday morning starting at 9 a.m. All right, Jake. Well, again, we want to thank everyone. We want to thank all our sponsors. And we're going to holler at them one more time before we get up out of here today, Jake. And, of course, we want to thank you, Jake, for all your wisdom. And you stop eating candy long enough.
Well, I felt lightheaded. You know, sometimes you just feel like I had to eat that
light
all day. And then you had to put something in there. I got water, I was choking.
Okay, well, we will make sure you're all right. We're going to feed you.
Okay, well.
Maybe you're out on the floor or something, but we're going to make sure Jake's all right. We got to keep him around. So, once again, before we leave here, we want to thank the Bank of America over there at H Street, 8th and H. For being one of our sponsors. We got the Days Inn at 2700 New York Avenue over there, and the Salvation Army out of Blaisdell, Maryland, the Chateau Remix right up on Benning Road, 3439 Benning Road Northeast.
Yeah.
Father John, what's that, Insler? Okay, Catholic Churches of Washington, D.C., and they're going to be doing some great things over here. And then we can't forget about Mr. G, the auto sales.
Yes,
again,
good call.
Please tune in on Sunday mornings to at 9 a.m. to hear that great Pastor Darrell Lewis.
Not cutting you off. They don't have to tune in on Sunday morning. If they can come in at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Again, that's the Pastor Hartfield Center, 2026 Merlin Avenue at 21st, right behind the school, Spangarn Phelps and the Langston Golf Course. A lot, you know, it's a lot of people that moved over here in the Carver Terrace area that don't know that the church exists. We're on the second floor.
Third floor.
The church is on the third floor.
Yeah. The church.
Pastor Lewis is on the second floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's what on the third floor is where we're going to do the domestic violence and activity.
All right, gotcha. Okay.
One quick thing, gentlemen, before you let it go. Can you let your listeners know, if you cannot log in and catch the show at the time that it's set, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio
and pull it up later.
And pull it up to listen to it later. Listen to it as many times as you want. It's in the archives. You can go back and you can follow. If you miss the show, you can go back and pick it up so that you catch the series as it progresses. And we try to build on each point.
Thank you for that point, because that is a fact. You can go in there anytime and listen to this program. And again, as he says, you can also get the whole series if you like. Matter of fact, I looked in there last week and I saw where it was all the way back to when we first started, back in 2015, and they got some programs still up in there. So, you know, just they keep them.
All right, look, people, I thank you. I see so many of you on the streets and places that I venture through, and you comment me about this and that. I certainly appreciate your comments, and everything has been positive. And so, again, you know, I know it's Christmas time. Everybody spent all their money. Next week, Earl and I are going to try to be with our families for Christmas. And so we won't be live.
Unfortunately, the week following that is New Year's Day.
We'll look at it. But like I said, if things don't change, we'll probably not hear from us until the week after New Year's, because you know, everybody's going to try to be with their family and try to bring the New Year in right. And of course, I know being with you people is a good thing to do, but also being with my family is a better thing to do. So I
make no mistake, we're still going to be doing things. We got the Saturday financial literacy workshop.
Bank of America people, look, support us to support that Bank of America. I'm telling you, with no uncertain terms, they are going to bring the stuff to you, to us, that you it's unmeasurable in terms of how good it's going to be and how beneficial it's going to be to the people. The information that they're going to give is priceless.
Well, you know that, and of course, please don't forget about the summit coming up on the 28th of December. The summit is going to take place right here, starting at 7 p.m. And it's going to go on, and there are going to be people here manning the phones
asking
questions and directing you where you need to be and who you need to speak to and that kind of thing. So please don't forget.
And you can call in, because if you have some questions, if you hear something that might need to be answered or something that need to be addressed, if you can't come, call in, just like you can do right here at the present time, and we can have somebody to address your concerns at that particular time. Again, if you see something, say something. If you know something, say something. You know, my saying is always this. It's just this. If you have a concern, a situation, or any circumstance that's not becoming to you, then you should be coming to us. What?
Just got one additional thing before we leave today. We want to tell you about January the 4th. A fundraiser telethon taking place for 4 hours, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. You're going to be hearing a lot more about that, so please tune in to that. Okay? All right, Jake. We're going to get out of here, and again, we want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone, and we will see you in the new year. Thank you, and good night.
If you see something, say something. If you have a concern or a situation or a circumstance,
it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't.